Hello. I'm Rita Miller from Pleasant Wealth, and we're kind of dividing up some of our time. I'm going to be talking about DISC just a bit, and then Clinton will talk about communication, Liz will talk about teamwork, and Ellis will explore leadership. But the title of this conference was, or is, Developing Healthy Organizations. Wow. Health isn't something that you just master all of a sudden. It's something that we work on our entire life. Some of us work at bulking up, and some of us work at melting away. And we usually have yearly exams, and those lab numbers tell us a little something. And if we don't have those wellness programs in place, those crisis moments might take us by surprise. And we still have to work at health. So, no organization, business, church, family, marriage ever has perfect health. They don't have perfect health, and if they kind of edge towards perfect, it doesn't last because we change. But we become healthier as we work on effective communication. And like I said, Clinton will speak about having candor, honest communication without walking on eggshells. Effective teamwork. Liz will talk a little bit about maybe there is an I in team. And then effective leadership. And Ellis will explore what if I am leadershiped out? Effective communication, teamwork, leadership begins with self. We heard a lot about good and great and flourishing organizations. But it starts with me. It starts with self, self-awareness, and self-disclosure. Many of you, and I'm very pleased, many of you have completed a DISC assessment online. And anybody who has not and still wants to, please make that known to me, and we will work at, if you didn't get it, sometimes emails kind of block and send to spam and clutter and junk, things that we really want to keep. So just let me know if you didn't get one, or if you still want time to complete yours. Hopefully you have read the profile. Hands up if you didn't. Okay, half. All right, I like all of your honesty. So you've all read the whole thing. I'm impressed. Okay. So I'm sure that you learned something new about yourself. That increases our self-awareness. And some of what you learned felt really good, and some of it didn't. And that's who we are. We're human. Understanding ourselves is the first step in understanding others. How we are alike and how we are different. And one behavior style is not better or worse than another one. It is who we are. Do you really believe that you are fearfully and wonderfully made. Do you really believe that? And yet we have a hard time being willing to look inward and to see and admit who we really are. Who we are and who we are not. And to be able to accept who we are and who we are not. We were never meant to be cookie cutter alike. God made us to need each other. However, we need to learn who we are and who we're not so we know who to bring in beside us to help us. We need God and we need each other. For how many of you was this the very first time you ever took DISC assessment? Okay, thank you for taking it. Even that amount of awareness will create perhaps an acceptance of who you are. This behavioral tool is just that, it's a tool. It's not perfect, it's not gospel, and tools are more helpful at times than others. So if you didn't like the tool, okay, that's fine. Maybe someday it'll be more helpful to you. And while this is not a DISC conference, we are way too complex of people to be able to fit it into 3 45-minute sessions here. The Boost Committee invited us to include it in our discussions. So if you by any chance brought your profile with you, turn to page 3. And you will see 3 graphs. We aren't always the same in different circumstances. When I look in the mirror, I cannot deny what I see. Okay? I don't always like what I see. But at least the physical features I cannot change. I cannot change my nose. I cannot change my ears. You know, there's some things you cannot change. That is who I am. So, on your right, the third one over, that's your mirror. That's who you said in your assessment you are. You look at it and you say, yeah, that's pretty much me. Now, the middle one is the private self. It's perhaps behaviors that you learned growing up. Maybe it was because you were the oldest child and you had to pave the way for everybody else. Maybe it was that you witnessed a father who had an extremely explosive anger problem. And so you thought when you were unhappy, you should raise your voice and get angry. Maybe. But it's our core responses. It's this is, in a way, it's like, you know, I grew up and we hung the ham in the cooler in the basement while it cured. And when Mom brought it up, she cut off the end. Have any of you heard these kinds of stories? Okay, so that's what I did too. But I bought mine from the grocery store. And I wasted that end where Mom was protecting us from a rusty nail or hook, you know. So sometimes we do things that we grew up with, not really knowing why we do it, but we do. And the first one is what the public sees. You may do things, and sometimes we call this the mask. You may do things when you're in the public that you really don't do when you're really at peace with yourself. And why would you do that? Well, you know, there have been times when I've been pretty upset with my husband, and the phone rings, and I go, "Hello." Okay, I wasn't in that mood when I was just talking to him. So we put on a mask. It's what we put on in order to be acceptable in whatever we're doing. Now, in a job, if you have to be somebody you don't feel comfortable doing, you might burn out. Okay. I find that my core, for some reason, I am much more social when I'm under pressure than when I'm just at peace with myself. I probably am an introvert, and most people would be shocked because they see me as outgoing and an extrovert. But in reality, I'm probably not. For some of us, the graphs are very different. For some, they're the same, clear through. For many years, when we took our disc at Pleasant Wealth, Ellis was the same. What you saw is what you get. His eye was way high, and everything else was below the line. That did not change until recently, when he's starting to think about giving up the business. And all of a sudden, his S is rising, and he's needing more security and stability. But for me, I'm all over the map. I am, you know, that's the complexity of me. The joy that Ellis gets to discover in me. And incidentally, this is not a conference about me and Ellis, but it is hard to be vulnerable, and Ellis and I are both willing to do that. It's going to make much more sense if, for the ones new to DISC, if you understand three guiding principles when you look at your graph. And the first principle is that when we usually look at graphs, we look at the bottom and see how far up it goes. The neutral line is right in the middle. It's zero. Okay? So above the line is active energy. I like to kind of think when you stand up or when you sit down. Both of them are energy, but one is more active and one is more passive. So the amount of energy that goes up, or the active energy that goes up, or passive energy that goes down. Above the line is not better than being below the line. It is who you are. Everyone has some D, some I, some S, and some C. We are all, in some amounts, all of that. But for this particular conference, we're going to relate to your strongest behavior. Okay? For some understanding. And third, whatever your behavior style is, you heard me say this before, it is not better, it is not worse than somebody else's. It is who you are. And the sooner we come to accept who we are and really become to protect and love who we are, that is when we are going to become a flourishing person in a flourishing organization. because we will not try to be somebody else. So, let's discover a little bit. If your strongest behavior was a D, oh, your private self on the third, your third one, on your right side, yes. If your strongest behavior is a D, okay. It comes very natural. Stay standing. It comes very natural for these people to make decisions for themselves and for other people, and to make those decisions in a very timely manner. Okay? Let's clap for it. Now you may be seated. Stand if your strongest behavior is I. See, I knew that some I is going to make some party out of this. Because they like to talk. And they like to have fun. And if you can't have fun, it's not worth doing. Yeah. All right. These people are generally smiling, happy, and love to talk. Let's clap for it. You may be seated. Recently, someone said in front of me with Ellis, "I think that you are the nicest person I ever met." And I thought, I'm nice too, you know? But there is something very happy and generous and giving in the way an I will give of themselves. So, cheers to them. Now, if your behavior is strongest, it is an S, please stand. And I'm standing with you on this one. A few more. Okay. These persons are helpful by nature and will pursue harmony in relationships and their environment. They prefer working as a team rather than by themselves. Okay. Give them a hand. And stand if your strongest behavior is a C. Okay. These persons would rather not be standing right now. These persons are always gathering information. They are compliant, accurate, and making sure every I is dotted and every T crossed. They like accuracy. Okay, let's give them a hand. All right, we all became a little bit more aware of who we are, and we actually disclosed to everybody in this room a little bit more of who we are. As I mentioned, that our effectiveness begins with self-awareness and self-disclosure. I want you to take out one more, this handout that is in front of you. This is another tool, and it may be more helpful to me than to you. There's always that risk. How many have heard of a Johari window before today? Yay. Okay. So I think this is just an excellent tool for self-awareness and self-disclosure, because that is when we build relationships with other people. If you look at the square, it's kind of like a four-pane window. And the open space, or the arena, is what everybody knows. I'm going to use this as my window, okay? This is me. So in this white box is all the information that you know about me and I know about me. And that window is very different for each of you. Now, my husband's my husband and I, this window would be much bigger than this. We know quite a bit about each other. And my children would know quite a bit about me. Then there's some in this group back from when I lived in Iowa. I grew up there. So you talk about culture. They know where I went to church, where I went to school. They know what I was like as a teenager. They know my parents. They know where I lived. There is some understanding that the rest of you have no idea, okay? And then there's some of you that I went to Rosedale with, and then there's some from EMC, now EMU, and there's a whole host of stories there. And there's some from Lexington, Kentucky, at least one, that probably doesn't remember much of me, but I did babysit him some. And so that window changes. But already, all of you know just a bit more about me just by me talking, okay? The goal of human relationships is to increase that window. There are three other panes in the window. The one down below is what I know about myself that you don't know about me. This side is what you know about me, but I don't know. That's pretty scary. And then the black one is what I don't know and you don't know. Now, for relationships to grow and to become healthier, that open arena needs to grow and get bigger. How am I going to increase that open arena with you this weekend? How am I going to do that? How am I going to become more self-aware so that I can? What am I going to disclose to you?